WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, October 25th. Coming up all this week, Illinois Public Media is asking who's in charge of the news. Today, we look at two newspapers in Ford County, one that just started last year and another that ended publication last month. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Democrats who control the General Assembly are preparing to approve new political boundary lines this week for the next 10 years of congressional elections in Illinois. Hannah Meisel has more on the majority party's latest proposed map.
Over the weekend, Democrats floated a new draft map that would make a second congressional district ripe for influence by Chicago-area Latino communities. That reflects significant Latino population growth in the 2020 census. Illinois is losing a seat in Congress, but Democrats' proposed map would net the party three seats over Republicans, a priority for Democrats as they try to hold on to a narrow majority in Washington heading into midterm elections next year. Two sets of GOP incumbents are pitted against each other in the new map, including President Trump supporter Darren LaHood and outspoken Trump critic Adam Kinzinger. Democrats Sean Casten and Marie Newman would also face off if their party approves the latest map. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Federal regulators are set to decide soon whether to authorize the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. This comes after the company issued data showing the vaccine is more than 90% effective in children. Sarah Overton is OSF Healthcare's chief nursing officer. She says planning has already begun.
What we've really started to plan is not only did we pre-order based on our patient population, so we've already secured hopefully a pre-order of dose available for us to procure, but we're also trying to ease access as much as possible.
Overton says that includes some events tentatively scheduled for mid-November, including on weekends. Food and Drug Administration experts are expected to convene to discuss the Pfizer vaccine data tomorrow. Farmers across the Midwest appear on track for record-high harvests despite a year of extreme weather. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports.
In August, one of Randy Auberly's fields of corn and soybeans near Gibson City, Illinois, got 9 inches of rain.
We had some areas in those fields that the water was 4 feet deep.
But he says the rain drained out quickly, and while his corn crop may have taken a bit of a hit this year, soybeans...
Beans are turning out really well. For what we're seeing, it's probably some of the best yields we've ever seen on beans.
Intense rainstorms are becoming more common due to climate change. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign County public health officials reported 50 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The number of active cases stands now at 326. That's about half the number of active cases as this time last month. 63% of the county's vaccine-eligible population and 55% of the total population is vaccinated against COVID-19. The state vaccination rate is about the same as the county's. Still to come, we begin our look at who's in charge of the news with a trip to Ford County. A look at two weekly newspapers from Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows is next on 217 Today.
In Illinois, newspapers are on the decline, and yet some online sources put an ideological or partisan agenda before the facts. I'm Brian Mackey from the 21st. If you're worried about the lack of independent local news and trustworthy sources, leave a voicemail at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. Then join us all next week as we talk about news ownership, news deserts, and news literacy in Illinois. Learn more at 21stshow.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. All this week, Illinois Public Media is asking who's in charge of the news. We're bringing you special coverage on the decline of newspapers, the increase of misinformation, and a look at ownership of local TV and newspapers. Ford County has lost a weekly newspaper. The Ford County Record ended publication last month, joining more than 2,100 other American newspapers that have shut down since 2005. But another paper launched just last year still serves Ford County, providing a test of whether residents of the rural central Illinois county still want to pay for local journalism. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
Dave Bohr is a lifelong resident of Paxton, Ford County's largest town and the county seat. He remembers the Ford County Record when it was the Paxton Record, a more prosperous newspaper that even published a daily edition.
the Paxton Record, they actually did a pretty good job through most of the time that I was there. Did a good job with local news. It was a good media to get local news and information.
But the Record, which ended its daily edition in 2007, has struggled to survive. As 2019 came to a close, the newspaper's new owners, Community Media Group, or CMG, laid off sports editor Andrew Rostin in a cost-cutting move. News editor Will Brumlevy left the paper too, and together they started their own weekly, the Ford County Chronicle, with seed money from Rostin's GoFundMe page and Brumlevy's brother, a software engineer. Brumlevy says he felt Rostin got a raw deal, and looking at the Record since he left, he doesn't think the new owners share his and Rostin's commitment to local coverage.
Both of us live in Paxton, and we were like, you know what, our community deserves the news. You know, we thought maybe we could make enough money on our website selling ads that we could at least make it worth our time, you know?
When you lay out their issues side by side, the CMG-owned Ford County Record tends to have the higher page count. But the new Ford County Chronicle has more news and sports coverage of Ford County, nearly all of it written by Brumlevy and Rostin. The Record's Ford County News is supplemented by out-of-town stories from its sister newspapers. Paul Barrett is the Ford County Record's publisher at CMG's Champaign Multimedia Group division. He disclosed his company's intention to stop publishing the Record in a mid-September interview. He says the paper was already ailing when they acquired it along with the Champaign News Gazette in 2019. Barrett wishes the new Ford County Chronicle well and says he thinks small-town weeklies like it may do best with hands-on local owners.
If there is homegrown folks owning and running and dedicating their lives and their livelihood to those small-town newspapers, I think that's the best opportunity for survival rather than have big companies like us or the Gannettes of the world own these small little papers.
To make the Ford County Chronicle a success, Brumlevy and Rostin must win back former readers who have gotten out of the newspaper habit. That includes Dave Bohr, who says that after the Record ended its daily edition and changed owners, he found himself going increasingly online for news. Now he finds most of his news through Facebook, sent to him by friends or offered to him by the Facebook algorithm. Bohr isn't completely satisfied by what he gets.
I'm certain that there's things that are going on that I would be interested in that I have no idea is happening because it's algorithmed out, it's buried in a post that I didn't see, or I just scanned past it and it looked like something that would just be nothing but controversy and arguments.
Other challenges facing the new Ford County Chronicle: Ford County's declining population to less than 14,000 in the 2020 census, and Brumlevy and Rostin's lack of experience with the business side of newspapers. Brumlevy says that's led to costly mistakes, like a delay in getting a second-class postal permit. The Chronicle's most recent correction is an increase in its print subscription rate announced in mid-September, although reading the paper's website is still free. Brumlevy says the old rates didn't cover the cost of printing and mailing the newspaper. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Tomorrow, we'll hear more from Penelope Muse Abernathy about the problem of news deserts. You can see a map of Illinois that includes counties without a newspaper at illinoisnewsroom.org under our Who's in Charge of the News section. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be cloudy and breezy today with a chance of showers and a high of 55 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Tim Shelley, Dana Cronin, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.